Okay, so let's so we're doing I guess we're on the Gemara Gilman Vez. We're trying to figure out about this Kamala's deal. About Abaya's Ibaya. Right? About whether or not the outstretched hand was knast to give it a din of a Kamala's or not. Because if you carry something, you start carrying it from one wrist to the other and you have your hand outstretched, so your hand is really still part of your guf, but not really like it's part, not totally part of your guf, because if it were, then if someone were to take from there, they'd be chayef. But you see, it's not totally part of your guf, like we explained yesterday, because the object, even though its identified location is your guf, but in function, the object is really removed from that rishos. So the object lacks in the function of the rishos of your guf. So therefore, if a person takes from it, even though he's changing its location, but is lacking insofar as the changing of the function of the object. And that's the by this from the Mishnah Potter. But he's saying is, but now that it's outstretched, then halachically, it's, so to speak, separate from your body, kind of. Okay, separate from your body, vis-a-vis being chayiv if you take from there. Did the Rabbanan come along, and as a knas, give it a din of a kamalas, or not? Okay, so the first question I asked yesterday is, what kind of thing is, did they make a knas? I mean, if you don't know, if you never heard of a knas, you can't just, how does Abaye know that, it sounds like Abaye knows there should be a knas, he just, did they do it? It's just a funny kind of a question. I mean, it's just not a normal question that you ask, because I was wondering if they made a knas in this area. You know, I mean, if you heard of it, then you heard of it. If you didn't hear of it, then you didn't hear of it. I mean, it's just strange, it's a little bit strange. But putting that question aside for a little bit, the question is, what's the Sibaya? What does it mean as then a Karmelis? How does that work exactly? I mean, it's not a Karmelis. It's Rishos Yachin. It's part of the Rishos of your body. I mean, it would seem, I mean, it's not like Gamre, but I mean, what's the deal here? What's Karmelis and what's the idea of giving it a din of a Karmelis? Okay? So I think we should look a little bit into Karmelis. I mean, into this, how he describes Karmelis, at least Rashi. You know, what's the idea of Karmelis? You know, if we want to know if it's the din of Karmelis, and now we should know a little bit about Karmelis, or what is it? What's the whole idea of Karmelis? At least a basic idea, you know? So Rashi does talk. I mean, it seems like Rashi wants you to know a little bit about Karmelis, because he talks about it. You know, he doesn't just say, do they make a Karmelis? He explains it a little bit, okay? So he says that a Karmelis is a Rishus min Devarayim, the Gazer about Rishus min Devarayim of Shabbos, you're not allowed to, it's a separate rishos, Rabbanu Meir, you're not allowed to carry from rishos yachid, from it to rishos yachid or to rishos harabim, and vice versa. Ushmo karmelis. Gitanya bepirkin. Dalar rishos shabbos, karmelis. Okay, that's one of the rishos. Lush karmelis, lush ya'aru the karmelis. So from Pasuk Yishaya means, what is it, forests and woods?
Fertile fields?
Okay. So that's just been the lashon of karmelis, because it's like a field. It's a field, it would be like a karmelis. It's not rishus siyachid, nor is it rishus rabin. He explains, he says, she'eno lo hiluch tamid l'rabim. It's not a place of constant hiluch for the rabim. Velo tashmish rishus siyachid, nor is it a place of tashmish of the rishus siyachid. Okay, so that's how he's describing Karmelis. So what do you think about his description here of the Karmelis? Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting that he just says it in the negative, kind of. You know, you see that? It's like, not a makom of hiluch rabim, tamid, nor is it a makom of tashish versus yalad. It's like, he doesn't say anything in a positive. It's more of like, what is not, than what it is. You know what I mean? What is it? I don't know. So Rishos, which is not like this, nor is it like that. Okay, it's not quite private, not quite public. Explains a little bit also, he says, because the Gemara says, it says Karmelis. It's on Vavim and Aleph. The Gemara says Karmelis is, where'd it go here? It says, Karmelis. In Lokershus Yachad, Lokershus Yachad. Lokersham, Lokershus Yachad. Okay, so it says it's not like either of them. Okay, so Rashi explains. Similar thing. He says, "Ain't a lo kershus yachid mishin de damia." It's funny. Mishin de damia lo kershus harabim. Dein la mechitzos. It's funny. Why is it not like kershus yachid? Because it's like kershus harabim. It doesn't have mechitzos. It's funny. Rashi over here, Abai Yos didn't say that, anything about Dami. He just said, there's not a makom of Tashmish, which is Yachad. It's funny. That was where, like, the camps in the desert. Because they're not made for the Hiluch of the Rabbim. That's kind of like us, right? But you see that it's defined like it's ina loka this loka that, like that's the way he's defining. There's just the karmelis. So what's the halacha of karmelis? The halacha of karmelis basically is you have to take the chumras of both rishuyos, right? You can't carry from it to rishus yachid or from it to rishus rabbim, or between it and rishus yachid and between it and rishus rabbim. So I guess maybe let's at least try to explain a little bit. So what's the idea of the isser? Of being motzi from, or well, first of all, why isn't it a deoraisa? If I carry from Rishis Yachad to Rishis Rabbim, right? Rishis Yachad to Rishis Rabbim. I'm sorry, Rishis Yachad to Carmelis. So deoraisa I'm not chayiv. Why not? And why am I chayiv in the Rabbanan? Like, what's the concept of this thing? You know, like why am I not chayiv deoraisa, and why am I chayiv? Why is it awesome in the Rabbanan? Like, what's the concept of Carmelis and the like how they're treating it, or the isser of karmelis, so the concept of that isser. Yeah, I mean it does say. I mean, I think I remember hearing that karmelis. The question is, what's the status of karmelis deoraisa? So it's hard to. I mean, it's not rishus yachad, not rishus rabbim. It doesn't seem to be a makom torah exactly, because when a torah is really a place which doesn't even have a din rishus, it's not dalet al dalet. It's lacking a real din makom. So I see the memory here. I thought it was the memory of Chaim. I'm not sure, but the idea makes sense. Is that it's a rishus deoraisa. It's just that it doesn't have any halachos mideoraisa, but it's a reality of a location which is local or shadal, which is around. There's just no halachic nafkamina. It's just there's no halachically. It's the same as the Malkam Torah. There's just no halachos regarding it. If you carry to it, it's mutar, it's patar, whatever. There's nothing, no halacha. But the rabbanon, it's midrabbanon. They came along and you can fit it into Rashi. The gazru rishus midivrayim. Means they set up Isurim on the Rishos Midrabanan. They made it into a Gezerah on the Rishos, so that is Midrabanan, that the Isurim are set up Midrabanan. But not that the Rishos, not the Rishos exists Midrabanan, the Rishos already existed. So I think that makes sense. Right, I mean, it sounds like Midrabanan would just be, halachically would be the same as the Makom Torah, so it wouldn't have any value, but. But I mean, the reality of the location, I mean, it seems you can't say it's exactly conceptually the same as Mom Tor. Mom Tor is not really a makom. This is a real makom. It could be like a desert. I mean, it's a real makom. It's just that it doesn't have the properties of either one. It's not like it's just the other one, it's just a rabbim. So it's just basically Yisro Tzol. It has nothing to do with it. Okay, but the Rabbanon, they moved in and they did. They set up these Rabbanon. So the question is, what's the concept then? What's the concept of the thing? Yeah, what's the karmelis? What's the nature? What's the concept of the Yisro karmelis? Okay, good. So far Daniel's saying good. It's a good first step. Is that it sounds like the idea is like Rishus HaYachid is a place where it's like a private place surrounded by mechitzos, blocked off. You do your own Tashmish HaYachid, your private stuff, personal, whatever it is, private or you know things you don't want people around for. That's what you do in your house. And then Rishus HaRabim is a place which is made for the Hiluch of the Rabim. It's a thoroughfare. It's a public thoroughfare. Now, the Carmelis, it's like, in theory, it's a public thoroughfare. In theory, people can go there, but since there are walls or whatever, there are smaller walls or whatever it is, it's set apart, so it's not really, it doesn't become a public thoroughfare. But on the other hand, since it's not really good walls, and it's sometimes people go there, seems sometimes, so it's not a Tashmish HaYachad either. So it's like a Rishus, which doesn't have the privacy of the Rishus HaYachad, nor does it have the public quality of Rishus HaRabim, so it's kind of like in nowhere. Okay, fine, that makes sense. But now the question is, okay, so therefore Min HaTorah, so therefore, that's what it is. Now therefore the question is, so what should be the halacha regarding such a Rishus Min HaTorah, and what should be the halacha, what is the halacha regarding such a Rishus Min HaRabbanan? You know? I mean, this David's saying is this, so Deoraisa, the halacha of Hatzah is, where you basically have Rishus Yachad as one quality, like you have a private, like a Chavtza of Rishus Yachad is like a private object. Rishus Rabim is like a public object. So it means there's a definite quality to the Rishus, and the Hotzah means you're changing the quality of the object, because it goes from Rishus with one quality, Rishus with the other quality. But in Carmelis, it's kind of no man's land, it doesn't have any quality, it's lacking both qualities. So the thing is, if you take it from Shtiyachet to Karmeles, although you're getting rid of the quality of Shtiyachet, you're not really giving it a new quality, right? Or vice versa. If you go from Karmeles to Shtiyachet, you're giving it a new quality, but it's not like you're changing its quality. It never really had a quality. It was in a Rishos, which didn't really have an identity. Right? It doesn't really have an identity. That's what it means. It's Lokers El Shtiyachet. It means it's like a Rishos without a real identity.
You're not changing it.
Yeah, let's say you're giving an identity, but that's not the Yisr of Otsa there. The Yisr of Otsa is where you're changing an object. It's not just giving it an identity, you're taking away its identity, but it's where it's changing it from one positive identity to another positive identity. And Karmelis is lacking any real positive identity, because it's like, it's a Rishus, which is kind of a vague Rishus. It doesn't have a positive identity. Now the question is, so what is the Yisr Midrabanan of Otsa? So there's one way to say is that so deraisa, the Yisr of Hotza, it's kind of like what you were suggesting could have been the deraisa, but deraisa really, the Hotza is where you're changing it from being one definition, an object of Rosh Hashanah, to an object of Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Not just removing, but changing the identity of the object. But midrabanan, they said, even if you don't do that, but even if you just, so to speak, remove the identity of the object, okay, that you remove it, you put it into a karmeles, means it has an identity of Rishos al Yachid, and now you put it into a Rishos, which is absent. You're absenting it of the quality. Okay, you're removing the quality. Or the other way, if it is absent the quality, then you're giving it a quality. Okay, that's, as they're saying, is that's an extension, that's Otsa Midrabanan. That's where it partakes of like one of the characteristics of Otsa, but it doesn't have the full quality of the change in the identity, just giving it the identity or removing its identity. And that's the thing. The Midrabanan, it's like Ka'en Deraisa. You know what I mean? Like the Rabbanan are saying, even if you have one of those qualities, that's also Asar. Okay? There's another way to say. I mean, I think I like this way better. But I'm just want to throw it out. Huh? This is one way. But I'm saying there's another way. The other way. No, I like the way you're saying. The way we're saying so far, I like. But another way, you could argue that midrabanan they gave karmelis like a quality. You know what I mean? Because what's lacking here says the halacha, the raisa, is that you have to be changing the quality of the object. And the problem is that by karmelis, you're not changing, you're just removing it to a no man's land. But you could say it's like midrabanan they gave karmelis like a real den, like they created a real shame rishos, and therefore there's like, it is a quality of the karmelis. It's like a quality of, like a middle ground or whatever. They created like a midrabanan. They gave it a quality as opposed to in the Torah. Really, it's a true natural identity is really just being absent any property. But midrabanan they gave it like a shame. I mean, you could be reading that Rashi like the goes the rishos from the brain. They really gave it a din of a rishos, and now it's an object of karmelis. Like because you could look at karmelis as being a place which has neither identity, or you could look at it as like a place of both. It's like a mixed land, or you know what I mean, some sort of a mixture. And you could make that a positive. You could argue they made it into a, you know, made it a positive. I don't like it though. I mean, it doesn't seem, because it seems like the way, at least even the way the Gemara describes it, is the Karmelis is Lokar Shiyachad, Lokar Shiyachad. It doesn't say it's Kirish Shiyachad, Ukirish Shiyachad. I mean, even the way Rashi is describing it, it's not a Makam of Hilach of that, it's not a Makam of Tashmash, you know. Seems like it's always described in the negative. It doesn't seem to be to be described in a positive. So I know it's true in a Torah, but if in the Rabbanon that was the halacha that they gave it the din of both, they gave it a din that or a din of a, you know, din of partaking of both, and it's a positive quality. It seemed like you should say it like it partakes of it like you should have said it's like Rosh Hashanah because you could do some private stuff in there, and it's like Rosh Hashanah because sometimes people go there. You know, could have said that, but it doesn't say that. I mean, it doesn't say that. So I mean, but I just think it is a logical possibility, and I don't think we should reject it as of yet. I mean, we'll see how things go, but I think it's something to keep in mind. You could argue that. It's certainly possible to argue that. So I just want to put it out there. I have another question. Is according to this argument that's another Rabbanon, let's say the first way. The first way is that they said just removing it from the Rosh Hashayachid, right? Removing it from a quality or giving it a quality is the Rabbanon, right? So there's Alach HaMakom B'Tor. Okay, so Makom B'Tor is a place that doesn't have any dimensions. It's not really Rosh Hashayachid, you know? like a mailbox, I don't know, things like that. So it just doesn't have, like, as I say, if like you're carrying, you put something on a mailbox, you know, something like that, because it's not really, it doesn't have the reshus, and there's no isdarabanan to carry from reshusach to makal b'tor, or vice versa. It's mutter. Okay, so if you're telling me that the halacha is that they said midarabanan, even removing the shem reshus ariyachid or removing the shem reshus aravim is the yeser, so then why is it only also doing to karmelitz? It should be also makom tor also. Same thing, right? If you would say the other way, they gave the karmelitz a din reshus or something, then you could see why you're not makom tor. But if you say that it's that the idea is just removing it or giving it a quality, then makom tor should be the same thing. By the way, it's another point. A side point is that it's usr. There's an isr of there's something called maver dal aramos reshus rabim, which is that it's usr to carry, to pick something up in reshus rabim, walk dal aramos and put it down. It's like different. I mean, we're not involved in it, but it's different than hotzah. It's like a different type of a thing. You're carrying dal aramos in reshus rabim. So to speak, you can imagine it as if it's like in reshus rabim, every dal aramos is like a new location. So if you pick it up and move it to another location in the Rishus HaRabim and put it down, it's like you're changing its location. Something like that. You know, so in Carmelis, that's also Asar. Okay, in Carmelis, that's also Asar. So that has to be explained, you know. Why is that Asar in Carmelis? In Carmelis, it's not Rishus HaRabim. You know, that's the Rishus HaRabim. So Rashi says, there he does say, this is on Vavim and Aleph, find it. Yeah, it says it's Rashi and Vav and Aleph. And also knows I'm talking. Kolomer in metaltalim hamel b'toch dalaramos. You're only allowed to carry within dalaramos. Mishum the domin l'rishus harabim. The gods rubam rishus rabban atu rishus rabban. So it's similar to rishus harabim, and therefore there were goes there atu rishus rabban. Okay, so in that regard, it seems like he's saying it does resemble rishus harabim in a certain way. Okay, and therefore, vis-a-vis the Isser of carrying the Dalam Shas Rabban, they did give it a din of Shas Rabban, so far as that Isser is concerned. But it seems to still be separate, because you don't say, for instance, but still it's also to carry from there to cut to Shas Rabban. So, I mean, it seems to be like a different framework's going on here, you know what I mean? Like in the framework of Mavia, they gave it the Shas Rabban, but it's not Mutter now to carry from Kalamas to Shas Rabban, that's also Asr. So you see, apparently it's still is not really is loka Rishus HaRabim, and you're removing it from Rishus HaRabim. It's just that since it partakes of a property of Rishus HaRabim, they gave it a din of Rishus HaRabim vis-a-vis the Isser of Mavir. I mean, I don't understand you. I'm understanding. It's interesting. It seems in that regard that that's where they talk about it in a positive way, that it's Doma. But they don't say Doma Rishus HaYachid, I don't think. You know, they don't give it, at least they don't. Right. You're right. That's what he says. Ain't loka Rishus HaRabim, Mishud the Dami Lorishus, I'm sorry, Ain't loka Rishus HaYachid. He said, "Mishum the dami lo rishus harabim, the ein la mechitzos." So you see, he does treat it a little bit like rishus harabim. I mean, that's why it's like that's why it's not rishus yachid, because it doesn't. It's similar to rishus harabim a little bit. It's a little similar to rishus harabim, because it does part half of them of the hilach. It's just not enough to make it rishus harabim. Right? I think they were saying good. It seems that you say it. It seems like it makes sense that the iser is in makom b'tor is not really din makom. It's not really rishus. It's not a makom. I mean, it's just like it's nothing. It's like nothing. It's not like a location even. It has a certain significance, certain shira to it to be defined as a real makom. So you put it on makom b'tor, it's like you haven't really given it a din makom even. It's not like a makom which is removed from rishus hayachid or a makom which is removed from rishus harabim. It doesn't really have a din makom. So it's like the object is like it's in the transit or something like that. It doesn't really have a din makom to it. So that's not the yeser of karmelis is a din makom. It's a makom which is removed from the rabbim and removed from yachid. So it seems like the yeser is where you're taking it from a makom of rabbim, which has a quality of rabbim, and then you're giving it a new din makom, which is mufka from, you know, which is. Whereas you're removing its shame, giving it a din of karmelis, which is removed from the rabbim, you say you're really removing the quality of rabbim from it. But if you just put it on makom p'tor, it's not like you're removing it. It's just you haven't really given it a makom yet. It's just still floating around, and that's why I think you say without doing hanacha, it's not. That's why I answer. It's not. It's not like you're removing the din makom. It's still like undetermined, so to speak. But karmelis is you're being koveyah it in a manner which is mufka from the rabbim, because it's a real din rishos and there's a real kfias in the rishos in the makom, but it's removed from the rabbim. You know what I mean? Or it was kavua in this shos, and now you had a kvias and you give it a din rabim, you know? But in Malka Batur, it's like it's awaiting to be defined, so to speak, you know what I mean? So it's like it's in there. And that's why also, if you don't put it down, that's not this halacha. This halacha comes the same din of akira and hanacha, because you're giving it a din makom, but this din makom is removed from the rabim and then removed from yachid. You know what I mean? So now I think we're ready for our issue. So that's what a Karmel says. Okay? And that's the Isser of Karmel. So Karmel is the Makkah which doesn't have either property, really. It's a Rishus without either or then. It's like a no man's property. Okay? No man's Rishus. And the Isser is when you put it in a Makkah, when you put it in a Karmel, it's like you're removing the Pashan Din Rishus Rabbim, or vice versa, right? So now the question is, he's asking, okay, Rabbi is asking, according to the way Rashi's understanding, is did the Rabbanan give your hand the din of a Karmelis? Your outstretched hand, which has really, it's really part of your body somehow, but you're somehow not chayev. If someone takes from it, or puts into it, you don't say it's chayev. So it's kind of iflig reshusa, set apart. Does it have a din of a Karmelis, or does it not have a din of a Karmelis? Okay, so something like this, that you have, let's just start as a premise. Promise just to get started here is that it seems to be in the Abaya, for whatever reason Abaya knows that Chazal would want to make a gezeira here, a knas here. It's a good idea. However he knows, I mean, we get that a different time, but that's his promise. His promise is that this is an appropriate place. Hol v'hischel ba be'isar, whatever that means. It's appropriate to make a knas here. It's a good idea. The only question is it possible, halachically? Okay, because you can't just say this is asr. Apparently you can't just say it's asr to do this. You know, what's the asr? You say, you know what? We're penalizing you, you have to stand there all of Shabbos. I mean, you just can't, what kind of thing is that? What's the asr? I mean, we'll see later, maybe you could say that, but that's not an ordinary kind of a structure. It's certainly a deficient halachic structure. And that's right. So that, just saying, telling a guy you have to stand there, you know, keep your hands behind your back all Shabbos. You don't have a rule, you know, all office like that. So in other words, you don't have a kanas, there has to be a method of making the kanas. And the method, Abaye notices that on the one hand he sees that it would be a good idea to have a kanas here, for whatever reason, believe me on that. On the other hand, and additionally, he sees a very good way to make a kanas. Namely, to give it a din of a karmelis. Okay? And he sees conceptually how that's possible. The only question is that conceptually possible? Is it halachically possible? And that's his ibaya. Could you give it a din of a karmelis? If you give it a din of a karmelis, now it would really accomplish the kanasi. You'd be stuck there. Okay, the question is, though, is that feasible? Is that halachically, is that a logical thing to give it a din of a karmelis? Okay? First out. Okay? But just to answer the question, like, what's his, you know... Because if you're going to ask, or... Because I kind of... Kind of the natural way you'd look at it is like I was asking, did the Chachamim decide that this is a bad thing and we have to punish the guy, or did they say, nah, it's not so bad, you know? And then it's like, what kind of halachic question is that? Well, you just, I mean, I don't know if you never heard of it, you never heard of it, you know? Like, that's not a question. I mean, how's you supposed to answer that? I mean, I don't know, did they or didn't they? We can make that up. That's dependent on whether Chazal, I don't know. But what I'm saying is, but if you say that Abaye knew for sure that they should do it, his only question is, it's a conceptual halachic question, is it possible to give this hand to Din Karmelis? If it is, then they're going to do it. If it's not, then they're not going to do it. Now you can answer this question by understanding whether this is conceptually possible to give it a Din of a Karmelis. You know what I mean? Okay, so now what's that dependent upon? Okay. So it seems like this, is that you have, in Hotsa'ah, you have two frameworks, I guess you could call it. You have like a, and this is what I was talking about before, is like you have a primary reality of Rishuyos that, so to speak, predate the Isser Hotzah. There's a reality. You have something called Rishuyos, which is Rabbim, and Karmelis, and Makom Patur. I mean, these are phenomena in the world. You don't have to have an Isser Hotzah. I mean, it wouldn't have any halachic reality, but, you know, it wouldn't have any value halachically, but the reality of a, like other Marishan could sit back and think and realize there's such a thing called Dorsha Sarab. You don't have to have an Isra Hotzah created in order to have such a concept. I mean, you may not, again, it's an intrinsic breakup of the world, their concepts behind the Rishuyos. But now, these Rishuyos are, upon these Rishuyos, the Torah placed Yisurim of Hotzah. Okay? That's, given that there are these Rishuyos, which exist, the Torah didn't have to, so to speak, in creating this Hotzah, the Torah didn't have to create Rishuyos. Rishuyos exist. The Torah is saying is, you're not allowed to be Motzi from one Rishus to another one. Okay? So the Isser Hotzah is built upon the reality of Rishuyos. Okay? Are you following? So now, the thing is like this. Is that if you'd ask me, in terms of the reality of Rishuyos, what Rishus is your hand? The answer is, it's part of your body. Okay? And it's Rishus Yachid. Okay? My case is where it's the Ani's hand. Where it's the other way. I'm sorry. Let's do it the other way. Yesterday we were doing it the other way. It's the Ani's hand, so it's Rishus Rab. Okay? The hand is Rishus Rab. Because the hand is part of the body, like we said yesterday, the Shem Rishus is really Rishus Rab. And the hand is Rishus Rab. An object in the hand is an object of Rishus Rab, because it's an object of the Ani, which is an Ani's identity, is an identified location is Rishus Rab. And the hand is the location. In terms of Rishuyos, the Shem Rishus is definitely Rishus Rabim. It's not Rishus Hayachid, it's not a Carmelist, it's simply, it's Rishus Rab. Okay? Period. Okay, in the pre-world, in the world of Rishuyos, that's what it is. It's just wrong. Okay. But now the Torah comes along and sets up Yisurah, there's an Isser Hotzah. And in the Isser Hotzah says, even though that is a Din Rishus Rabim, but the Maisa Hotzah, if you carry from that hand to a Rishus HaYachid, the Maisa Hotzah will be lacking, because the object in that hand, although its its location is Rishus HaRabim, but it lacks the function of Rishus HaRabim. On the contrary, it has the function of Rishus HaYachid. And therefore, if a person takes from there to Rishus HaYachid, the Maisa Hotzah will be lacking. He's changing its location, true, but it lacks the characteristic of changing its function. And therefore, in the Halacha, in the Isser Deoraisa of Hotzah, this place which is identified as a Rishus HaRabim, purely its identity is Rishus HaRabim, it, so to speak, doesn't halachically function. It's not halachically like a Rishus HaRabim. I mean, like, if you ask me, what does Rishus HaRabim mean? I'll say two things. It means, intrinsically, there's a real underlying reality of Rishus. But then you ask me, what does it mean halachically? It means, oh, if you carry from there Rishus HaYachid, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. But this hand, although in terms of the underlying Rishus is a Rishus HaRabim, in terms of the halachos of the thing, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Okay, because if you take carry from, that's what it is, iflig Rishusa. It's like a Rishus HaRabim, but it separates itself apart, and it becomes like a non, it's like a Rishus HaRabim, which doesn't have a din of a Rishus HaRabim. You know what I mean? So it's a place where it's identity, its true conceptual identity is Rishus HaRabim. You can't take that away from it. But it's, in terms of Isure Hotzah, and the Isser Hotzah, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, because the Isser, the Halakha of Rishus HaRabim, is it's also deraisa to carry from there to there. And because of the structure, because it's outstretched, then it's lagging the function, the Isser Hotzah says it doesn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so it's a Rishus, which again, which is a Rishus HaRabim, but not quite. Not quite. But this sounds a little bit like Carmelis in a certain sense, right? It's like a makom of hilach l'rabim, but not quite. Okay, but it's a little bit different. It's different because, see, in Carmelis, in the very nature of the Rishus, it's not quite like Rishus l'rabim, not like quite Rishus l'yach. In the properties of the Rishus itself, it has mechitzos, people could walk on it, and, you know what I mean? In the world of Rishuyos, it's not Rishus l'yach and not Rishus l'rabim. This is, in the world of Rishuyos, it's 100% the Rishus HaRabim. It's just that when you combine the world of Rishuyos with the world of Hotzah, and the Isurei Hotzah, it sort of becomes stripped of its din Rishus HaRabim, because of the Isur Hotzah, it doesn't treat it like Rishus HaRabim. So it's like a Rishus HaRabim, which isn't quite a Rishus HaRabim, halachically. Not in terms of the conceptual Rishus. So the question is could the Rabbanan give that a din of a Carmelist? Okay, it's like a Carmelist in that it's a place which is there for the Hilach of the Rabbim, but it doesn't quite get the din of a Rishus HaRabim, because it kind of is like Rishus HaRabim, but it doesn't quite have the din of Rishus HaRabim. But this is also like that, that it's the Rishus HaRabim, but it doesn't quite have the din of Rishus HaRabim. But this is like a halachic Carmelist, so to speak. It's like, there's a conceptual karmelis, which is a makom, whose makom properties are such that it lacks the din of Rosh Hashanah album, it's like, it lacks both dinim. And then there's like a place which is like a halachic karmelis, where its makom properties really are totally Rosh Hashanah album, but it's like when it interplays with the halachic system, now halachically it's like a Rosh Hashanah album, which isn't quite a Rosh Hashanah album. And the Rabbi's question is, could the Rabbanan give that? The Rabbanan, could you give that a din of a karmelis? Could you give a makom, which is in makom, is a reshus harabim? Could they, so to speak, override that and give it a shame of a karmelis, min the Rabbanan? Or you say is no, that a karmelis, since the primary world, the thing is reshus harabim, so even though it's true halachically, it kind of is similar to reshus harabim, it's similar to karmelis, you can't give it a din karmelis, because karmelis is a... Karmelis is a reality in the underlying world of Rishuyos, and you can't mess with that. You can't change that. You know what I mean? Or you say no. Is that bottom line is, since Rishuyos become realized in the world of the halachic Isurei Otzah, and in the world of Isurei Otzah, basically the thing is like a Rosh Hashanah but not a Rosh Hashanah. So the Rabbanan can move in here and give it a din of a Karmelis because of a Knas. It's not a natural thing. You have to do it. You have to kind of do it. It's not going to happen automatically. But it's possible. Abaye sees the possibility to do it. And if you have the premise that you want to make a knas here, you come to an interesting question. Is this possible? Could halacha do this? Could you accomplish this? Could you give it a din of a karmelis? Or no, you can't do it. No, so you can't do that. Can't override the underlying reality of the din of shos. That's the question. Yesterday when you were saying this is a tour, if you're carrying from this to your outstretched hand into Rosh Yachid, it didn't mean a p'tor just in terms of the onesh, but it's still asur deorais. And I mean, p'tor means that it's removed from this asur otzah. It's not an asur otzah. In terms of otzah, it's not asur, because since it has the function of yachid, the Torah excluded it from the asur otzah. But it's an exemption. We're saying exemption doesn't mean from onesh. Exemption, it's exempted from the isur otzah. But it's like a superadded exempt removal. So the same thing is the work. I just think it seems like it's really Minatora, it would be Mutter. It doesn't have the din of Rosh Hashanah. It's a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, which doesn't have the halacha of Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Okay, so that's like that type of Rosh Hashanah. It's like harmless. It's like a makom of Hilach of the Rabim, but not quite. Because the people don't go there all the time, you know? So therefore it can't emerge as a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, even though it's really there and people can walk there. But still, it can't emerge as a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Right, because it doesn't have a chitzos. I guess I'm saying it's like Rosh Hashanah because it doesn't have a chitzos, but it can't emerge as Rosh Hashanah because it lacks the property of hilach of the Rabbim. But here, it's not that it lacks the hilach of the Rabbim; it's just that it lacks the iser of the Rosh Hashanah. So it's like a halachic analog to karmelis, and that's what he's saying is, could they give that a din of karmelis or not? Yeah, I think our next step should be two things. First of all, is there's one thing which I'm not explaining to you here, is why is there this knas, right? I'm taking one premise, is that Abaye holds that there should be a knas, okay? Which I think Rashi addresses why there should be a knas, because it's whole hischob of Eser. So what's that idea? What's he talking about there? So I mean, we should think about that a little bit, because if you don't explain it, you can still say it's far, but I mean, it would be nice if we could explain a little bit what's the premise? Can we defend that premise of why there should be a knas? Spend a little bit of time on that. Don't spend too long. But I'd like to do is to move to these tosasim. Two tosasim here. Mahu shetase karmelis and mikansu arban lahadura. Okay, they're kind of related. But they're kind of related. What? And mahu, one above that. Basically, the problem is it can turn out there's an open halacha that you're allowed to stretch your hand out across the border of Rishuyos. Like, let's say you're in Rishus Yachid, and there's an object in Rishus Rabim, you could pick it up, so to speak. When you're in Rishus Yachid, you can pick it up and move it in the other Rishus. I guess less than the Alamos? I forgot that was a problem. But you're allowed to do that. You don't say your outstretched hand holding an object as a din of Kamos in that instance. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to just pick it up and move the thing. So, I mean, what you'll say it's because you didn't do an Esser. I mean, you'll see it's related. The two of those are interrelated. Because Tosus learns it's not really a Knas. Tosus learns this is like a natural thing. I mean, you'll see, you'll read the Tupshad. You'll see, you read the Tosus. I'm going to put some things together here. Okay? So I don't know if we're going to really get how much inroad we're going to make on the Tosfos tomorrow, but what's tomorrow's Thursday, right? So maybe let's try to finish up Rashi, and then still get some shots, set up some problems in Tosfos, I think. I think that's the best way to do it. Okay, so try to work on that Rashi. That Rashi, the funny lashon there. I mean, you have to read that Rashi carefully, but hold the hiskel baba iser. Like, what's that? What's the deal there? What's going on?